Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca bunts towards third. Bluge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Carraway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jeffries moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carraway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Blue reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris is hit by the pitch. Mainisch moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Harris moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caraway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Caraway reaches third base with a triple. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Caraway scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bump Hadley now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Watwood hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Caraway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive towards third. Bludge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Caraway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Watwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.